today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is the art of saying no. There was an interesting topic, and I invite you to listen to this till the end.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Tuesday, is the 30th of Rajab, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of Isfand, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 21st of February, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we choose some verses of the Holy Quran for listening and learning about it. For today, chapter Al-An'am, verse 56.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قُلْ إِنِّي نُهِيتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قُلْ لَا أَتَّبِعُ أَهْوَاءَكُمْ قَدْ ضَلَلْتُ إِذًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ
Say, indeed, I have been forbidden to worship those you invoke besides Allah. Say, I will not follow your desires, for I would then have gone astray, and I would not be of the rightly guided.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The undue desires from anybody they are issued should be explicitly responded with a negative answer. The sources of the Prophet's determinations are divine revelation. Acquaintance from infidelity is a part of Islam. Polytheistic belief is the root of sensual desires. Thus, preacher of the faith ought not to follow to quench the people's desires, but he should act for the sake and pleasure of Allah the Almighty.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
During some episodes of today's special, we look at the art of saying no. Now we continue. Learning to say no is a very powerful tool. Saying no to certain engagements, people, and choices, we Which takeaway from your goals to succeed is very important. Think of no as a friend protecting you from wasting time and energy. Be firm, not defensive or overly apologetic and polite. This gives the signal that you are sympathetic, but will not easily change your mind, if pressured. If you decide to tell the people you'll get back to them, be matter of fact and not too promising. If you lead people to believe you'll likely say yes later, they'll be more disappointed with a later no. The delicate balance is learning to say no in a non-offensive, polite manner, while keeping the reins of your good akhlaq in your hand and not degrading or hurting anyone.
Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the art of saying no. If you are a leader, people will not be offended by your rejecting their opinion. If an overall climate of trust and sincerity is present in the team, also the trust of the subordinate in their leader depends on the general akhlaq and moralities and leadership of the leader with them. The unbiased and impartial behavior of a leader makes this easier. Wise people, wise ones, have said that out of amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyi anil munkar, enjoining good and forbidding the evil, it is the latter that is tougher, because it involves negating the other person's opinion. So very beautifully we can say that learning to say no is a very powerful tool, saying no to certain engagements, people, and choices, which take away from your goals to succeed, is very important. Think of no as a friend protecting you from wasting time and energy. Be firm, not defensive or overly apologetic and polite. This gives the signal that you are sympathetic, but will not easily change your mind if pressured. If you decide to tell the person you'll get back to them, be matter of fact and not too promising. If you lead people to believe you'll likely say yes later, they will be more disappointed with a later no. The delicate balance is learning to say no in a non-offensive, polite manner, while keeping the reins of your good akhlaq and moralities in your hand and not degrading or hurting anyone.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio,
we're speaking about saying no. Get back to focus on yourself. When you're asked to do something for someone else, instead of providing an answer on the spot, it's often better to tell the person you'll give their request some thought and get back to them than to impulsively make a promise and fail to deliver. This will allow you time for consideration and checking your commitments and priorities. Also, this isn't an excuse to say no to those we are obligated to serve, such as your parents, in their time of need. if you are going to say no to your family, friends, and colleagues, always give them a reason why you have to refuse, depending on the situation. It helps others respect your decision and understand where you're coming from. This is crucial to maintaining and having a strong relationship.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
In this part of today's special from IRIB English Radio, I introduce one way to say no without feeling guilty. That was this, putting the question back on the person asking. This is highly effective in a work situation. Let's say a supervisor is asking you to take on several tasks more than you can handle. You might say, I'm happy to do X, Y, and Z. However, I would need 3 weeks rather than 2 to do a good job. How would you like me to prioritize them? Be firm. This is another way. If someone can't accept your no, then you know the person is probably not a true friend or doesn't respect you. Stand firm and don't feel compelled to give in just because that person is uncomfortable. That's an easy way. So be firm and say goodbye.
So what kind of courage do you have? Is yours sort of floating between depending on the situation? Or do you know the difference between right and wrong for your life? And you've made up your mind. I am not going to be disobedient to God, no matter what the challenge may be. Or you are floater. That's what I call them. They float. They float left today, right tomorrow. It depends on whether the sun is shining or whether there's clouds, whether the offer is good or attractive, or whether it's not. And floating means I don't have the courage to stand where I ought to stand. We know about Joseph, and we know that he was sold by his brothers into bondage, and Potiphar bought him off the block as a slave, put him in his household, and Joseph did such a fantastic job that finally he just turned everything he had over to Joseph and let him run his household. It came about after these events that his master's wife looked with desire at Joseph, and she said, lie with me. And so he refused and said to his master's wife, behold, how then could I do this great evil and sin against God? He didn't just say, well, how could I lie with you? He said, how could I do this great evil? That is, Joseph was wise enough to identify exactly what he thought going to bed with her was about. It was about what? Sinning against God.
The topic of this episode of today's special was the art of saying no. Inshallah, we continue to speak and learn more and more about this interesting topic. Till then, Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي
علي إمامي علي إمامي.